Board game lovers from Juneau and elsewhere descend on Platypus Con every January to try out new games and also test their skills against other players. KTOO's Adeline Baxter stopped by the convention over the weekend to learn more.
Seated around a table in Centennial Hall, six players are making their way through a dungeon in search of the Heart of Wolliver. Suddenly, a zombie ogre appears.
I have 7 health left, and I use my heavy crossbow to try and hit it in the face with a bolt.
All right, go ahead. You have to roll your
d20. 15.
Hits.
This is Dungeons & Dragons, a fantasy role-playing game that tests players' ability to strategize and work together to overcome obstacles on their quests. The players at this table range in age from about 10 to 50. Most have never played before. One has been playing since 1978. 17-year-old Tazio Rosenberg flew up from California for the weekend just to be here. His cousins live in Juneau.
I like board games. I haven't really played very much D&D, but I think it's fun. So I played a lot this weekend. I like playing with people that also don't totally know what's going on.
Rosenberg is one of more than 300 players who stopped by PlatypusCon, a locally organized 3-day gaming convention. Like Dungeons & Dragons, board games have been making a huge comeback, with massive conventions attended by enthusiasts around the world.
I've been to Gen Con, which is in Indianapolis. It's expensive. It's like a 4-digit vacation to get there. So I just wanted to bring a similar type of experience to Juneau so people can, instead of spending thousands of dollars, can spend 30.
That's Joshua Warren. He founded Platypus Con 4 years ago. He's an avid board game player with a personal collection of over 1,000. He decided to share them with a wider group, beyond the friends he regularly plays with. Today, he's the president of Platypus Gaming, a nonprofit created to keep the event going and help it grow. This year, Warren and his volunteers moved from the Jack to Centennial Hall. That allowed them to expand the number of games being played and the level of competition. This year featured 10 tournaments, including a Settlers of Catan national qualifier. The winner won an all-expense-paid trip to Origins Game Fair in Columbus, Ohio this June. PlatypusCon's gaming library features more than 1,600 games from Warren's personal collection and some that were donated over the years. They're separated by difficulty so that players can choose based on their skill level.
My favorite part is find people who either look lost or don't know what to play and either teach them the game they're already sit down with or find them a game they're going to enjoy. Because one of the things we say is with 1,600 games, I can probably find a game you'll enjoy even if you don't think you like board games.
Peter Minnick has been coming all 4 years. He and his family are playing a new game his daughter picked out called The Great Dinosaur Rush.
I've got my daughter and my wife here. We have a friend playing with us. My two sons are around somewhere playing other games, Dungeons & Dragons, Secret Hitler.
John Foster runs the demo area, where players can learn how to play the more intimidating games.
Platypus's mission is largely to get people exposed to new games and exposed to new people. Hopefully you've shown up here and you've played a game you've never played before, or you've played with people that maybe you'll get their number and you'll play after the convention.
Back at the D&D table, the campaign continues. Our heroes defeated the ogre only to find themselves battling a hydra. It's 11-year-old Keegan Ariel's turn to roll the dice. Things are not looking good for his character, a 135-year-old paladin named Sir Caldred.
Now you hear an almost nomming sound as it tries to eat the canned meal.
I'm not keen to wearing armor.
He rolls and manages to escape unharmed. The game will go on for hours, but none of the players show any signs of slowing down. Neither does Platypus Con. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.